Okay, a friend of mine reached out to me just last week that he's having a Sefer Torah written to be Mekayim the last mitzvah in the Torah, Mitzvah Taryag, and he was asking what he should be looking for and what he should do in terms of buying and writing a Sefer Torah. So I thought for the last two 10-minute halacha shiurim of the season this week, we'll do a two-part series today and tomorrow on considerations that one should be aware of when buying a Sefer Torah or when having a Sefer Torah written. Now, obviously, the last mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah taryag, is to write a Sefer Torah, and in our generation, especially in more affluent from neighborhoods, there are probably more people than ever before who are actually able to do this mitzvah. The problem is that most people, and even most rabbis, don't know all that much about Hilchos Stam, about the actual ksav and things like that. The same is true for tefillin and mezuzahs, but particularly when you're dealing with an investment of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, it would be worthwhile to know what to look for, what to ask for, to make sure that you're getting a quality product. And the truth is, to be totally honest, I really don't know anything. But I do have a friend who is an expert in Hilchos Stam. His name is Rabbi Reuven Mendelowitz. He's the author of a wonderful, wonderful Sefer that is now in both English and Hebrew. In English, it's called Inside Stam. So go buy the book. If you ever want to buy a Sefer Torah, it's Tefillin, Mezuzah, you need to read a basic, very easy to read, just basic education on what it is that you're buying. So everything I'm going to say either comes from that Sefer or from my own conversations with Rabbi Mendelowitz and very little else. That's just on my own. To make sure you get a high quality product, here are some things to keep in mind. First of all, make sure that you have somebody who's an unbiased expert to consult with. People in the know, or who claim to be in the know, very often don't really know the first thing about safras. They just know that, oh, that one has a reputation, this, that. They couldn't even tell you what kind of ksav it is. They don't know very much. You have to have someone who's an expert in safras, who's unbiased, that you can go to advice for. Second of all, just educate yourself about the product that you're purchasing. Ask lots and lots of questions. Don't be afraid to ask for clarifications of the answers. Don't be afraid to sound stupid or that you don't know. Ask them to explain it slowly. What do you mean that whatever chumras they're telling you that they do? Why is that important? What are the shitos? Ask as many questions as you possibly can. You're entitled to if you are spending that kind of money. Also, make sure the Torah goes through two quality manual hagos and two computer checks. And the second computer check should be done at the very end after all the agos and the corrections have been completed. And that way you'll be assured, or as close to assured as possible, that you have a very high quality product. It's also very kedai to give the first two or three yerios for Haggah immediately after they're written, before the whole Sefer is written, because sometimes there may be an issue that continues to come up, and it's better to catch it when the Sefer Torah is 5% written than to first catch it when the Sefer Torah is almost completed, and now they're going to have to go back and correct every time, hundreds of thousands of letters, every time that came up. So it's much, much better to make sure that whoever the Magia is, and should be someone who's an expert and is very careful and is very exacting, that he should be able to see a sample at the very, very beginning. So let's start with the basics over here. Is it really a mitzvah nowadays to write a Sefer Torah? So clearly there is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and if you can't do it, like most mitzvos, you can appoint a shliach to do it for you. Generally, though, mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. It's better for you to do a mitzvah yourself rather than to send a shliach to do it. The Chayei Adam in Klal Samaches raises the issue of hidur mitzvah versus mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho, and he doesn't resolve the suffix. Meaning, what if you took a safras class, for a semester or something, so you could basically produce kosher letters, but they're not going to be beautiful. Or you can hire a sofer and he can write a beautiful Sefer Torah. He can write a magnificent Sefer Torah. So should you do mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucha and do it yourself, or hire a sofer to do it instead of you? Chayei Adam says, don't know. Saruch Iyun. In the Tshuvas Doviv Mesharim Chelkav Sim Mem Zayin, the Chabina Rav, and in Shevet Alevi Chelkbe Sim Kuflam Rei Rav Vazner, they say that the Hidur is more important when it comes to writing the Sefer Torah. Rav Asher Weiss agrees, and he says, particularly when it comes to a mitzvah, She'ikara HaTotza'a, Kimo Sefer Torah, Shomedes L'Kriya, you're dealing with a mitzvah that the primary function of writing a Sefer Torah is so that you can then have a Sefer Torah that you will read from. You want to produce produce the most beautiful product, as opposed to a mitzvah where the ikar is the maisa, then maybe mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho will play a greater role. In the B'nai Yonah, Simrei Shayin Dalet Siv Gimel, he writes, V'kol she'efshar liyapo saksiva, ya'asid d'chsiv zakei livan ve'u s'nalafan b'mitzvos, make it as nice a ksav as possible, u'mizeh nagu alam sh'nosan lichtov v'sefer Torah l'sofer, af mishiyesh lo p'nai lichtov ba'atzmo b'shvil noya sefer, and that's why many people will hire an expert sofer, even though they are capable of producing their own sefer Torah. But the B'nai Yonah writes, when we come up near Ali, kol shekosiv ksivim yusheres, av sheinu kenoi ksav sofer, yishtade lichtov la'atzmo. He thinks on the other side, different than the Shabina Rav, different than Rav Azner, different than Rav Asher Weiss, that if you're capable of producing a kosher sefer Torah, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Needless to say, for the vast majority of us, if we were to try to produce a kosher sefer Torah, in all likelihood it would not be kosher. And therefore our best chance of fulfilling this mitzvah is through a shliach, through hiring a sofer, to write a Sefer Torah. But wait, isn't buying an already written Sefer Torah, is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah? Do I need to hire someone to be my shliach to write it? Is it a din in ksiva Sefer Torah? Or can I buy a Sefer Torah that's already written? So this is a machlokas. The Gemara says in Menachos and Daf Lamed that halokeach Sefer Torah min ashuk kichotef mitzvah min ashuk. That if you buy a Sefer Torah from the shuk, it's like you grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. Says Rashi, u'mitzvah of it, and you did a mitzvah. And the Gra says, yeah, Rashi's correct. It's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. However, who disagrees with the Gra? The Rama. The Rama in Siman Ayin Reish, Sif Aleph, says, Lakcho kach velo igia bodavar. If you just buy a Sefer Torah, it's already made. Havi kechotef mitzvah menashuk, ve'inu yotze b'zeh. You're not yotze unless the Sefer Torah was puzzled and then you fixed it. By buying it and fixing it, then you're yotze. But to just buy an already completed Sefer Torah, ain't no yotze b'zeh, says Rama. So it's a machlokes of major poskim, whether you're yotze by buying an already written Sefer Torah. What about some cheaper ways to do the mitzvah? What if you buy a very old Sefer Torah? You can go online right now and you can find Sefer Torah for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. So that is a terrible idea. It will cost you thousands of dollars to fix it, and then it will still probably be puzzle. So that's not a great idea if it's a really old sefer. If it's, you know, just a few years old, a decade or two, then it's not such a terrible idea. But if we're talking like one of these 70-year-old Sifrei Torah, it's really not a great idea. What about if you write a letter in someone else's Torah? You go to Achnas Sefer Torah, they honor you with writing a letter. Isn't Ksiva Sos Achas in the sefer as if you wrote the entire sefer? So no, not really. When the Gemara says that if you're Magia Osachas, that it's a Kiyu Mitzvah, that means if it's your Torah, if you bought a Torah and it needs a little correcting, so then when you're Magia Osachas in your Torah, then you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. But if it's not your Torah and you're just Magia Osachas in someone else's Torah, that is not a fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. However, there is a Ritva, Mesachs Bab Basra, that suggests that if you write the entire Pasuk of Torah Tzivalanu, then you are Mekayim a Mitzvah, even if it's not your own Sefer Torah, but that is that's quite a chiddush that you'd be yotze in that way. The Gemara talks about some guzma that someone wrote 400 Sefer Torah, and the Gemara says he didn't really write 400 Sefer Torah, he just wrote Torah Tzivalanu 400 times. So the Ritva says, oh, you see from there that writing Torah Tzivalanu is ki'ilu, you wrote a whole Sefer Torah. What about silkscreen Sefer Torah? There's another option that they have now, where they have prefabbed Sefer Torah, all the letters are perfect, and you just lay out this, what do they call it, a stencil over the cloth, and you just pour the ink over the stencil, and then you pick it up, and it's beautiful, it's a perfect Sefer. A great idea, right? So I believe Rabbi Abadi was supportive of the idea, but I believe no other rabbi on earth was, or no other significant posek on planet earth was supportive of this idea and thought that it was a terrible idea, and it's not even going to produce a kosher sefer Torah, it's going to produce a puzzle sefer Torah, and therefore that is a michshol l'rabim, so that is not a great idea. Essentially, you can't really do this mitzvah cheaply. It's an expensive mitzvah. Now, why is it that so many people never do this mitzvah. So many reasons why many people do not do this mitzvah. First of all, the Rush in Ilchus Sefer Torah Siman Aleph writes that they used to learn from Sifrei Torah. Now we don't learn from Sifrei Torah, we learn from Svarim. So we do the mitzvah by buying Svarim, because the mitzvah is all about learning. It's about enabling ourselves to learn. So you fill a library with Svarim, and that way you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Beis Yosef rejects that, because we normally don't do that with mitzvahs. We don't say, oh, well, what's the purpose of the mitzvah? And if I could fulfill that purpose some other way, other than doing the mitzvah, then I'll still accomplish it. Now, we don't normally assume that way. There's an interesting tshuva in the Kozhik Lavra, in the Eretz Tzvi, where he uses that rush in the context of discussing whether a person could be yotze in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos by giving Mishloach Manos to someone after Purim's already over, but while they're still eating the Sudas Purim. He says, ooh, according to the Rush, if the purpose of Mishloach Manos is just to enable someone to eat Sudas Purim, so even though really you're supposed to do it on Purim, but their Sudas started on Purim, so it's still a fulfillment of Sudas Purim, maybe you could still give it to them after Purim because you're fulfilling the purpose of the mitzvah. Come on, that's not the way we do things. So the Beis Yosef said that's not a good reason. So the Shagas Aryeh suggests a different reason why people don't do this mitzvah, and he says because a single incorrect letter will make a puzzle, and we're not bekin b'chaseiros v'yaseiros. The Gemara in Kiddushin says we don't know all the correct and incorrect letters, so it's impossible for us to really do the mitzvah. Now that assumes, like the Ramban in his Hakdama to Perush on Torah, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosov Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, and any minor mistake would be a corruption of the Shem Hashem and would therefore passel the entire Sefer Torah. However, the Minchas Chinuch points out that that's not the case, that Lahalacha, only a misspelling that changes the meaning, like from a plural to a singular, sukkah, sukkos, yeshem lemikri, yeshem lesoros, only those kinds of changes are a problem. But otherwise, if you make a mistake in chaseros v'yaseros that doesn't change the meaning of the word, it's not going to passel the Sefer Torah anyway. A third reason, and probably the real reason, why so many of us do not do this mitzvah, is because the halachi is hamevazveis, al yevazveis yoser michomesh. For a mitzvah saseh, a person does not have to spend more than 20% of his money. Rav Moshe and Yardei Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, writes that it's a machlokes if you even have to spend 10% of your money on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and he writes Yesh Lismo Chalrof Aposkim Ladina Sha'af Isur Nechasov Lomuchiv Lahotzi. You don't even need to spend 10% of your money for this mitzvah. Umitamza Harbe Gedol Le Torah V'Yirei Hashem Shalokim HaMitzvah the Ksiva Sefer Torah. He said many Gedolim never did this mitzvah Mishum Shaloha Yuashirim V'Yuzel Lefneim Hon Rav, because they weren't so rich. This was way above what they could afford. So the next question becomes, though, okay, let's say I have $50,000 to $70,000. Is that the best use of such a huge amount of money? A guy called me up last week, my friend who's having Sefer Torah written, he called me up and he said, let's say I'm going to spend $70,000 on Sefer Torah. How many aniyim in Eretz Yisrael can I feed with that same $70,000? Why in the world would I write a Sefer Torah if I can feed all of these aniyim with that same money? Wouldn't it be better spent in that context? So if Moshe addressed is this head on. And Rav Moshe writes, Im echad rotzu lahotzi al mitzvah zu ad chomesh. If a person wants to spend up until 20% of his money on the Sefer Torah, harashus biyado midina. He's allowed to do that. But he says, Misupakni im yeruacham nochmi. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, because hare lo yuchal shuv l'kayim mitzvah sacheros tzedakah im yotzi chomesh nechasav al Sefer Torah svarim dosu levazi zosu michomesh. If he's going to spend 20% of his money on this one mitzvah, on writing a Sefer Torah, there's not going to be that much money for him to have left to do other mitzvahs and to give tzedakah. I'm not sure I understand that exactly. If a person earns $500,000 this year, let's say, and he spends $100,000 on a Sefer Torah and another $100,000 on tzedakah, he hasn't violated Al Yivaz V'Yosem Michomesh, right? Meaning it's not a cumulative thing. Al Yivaz V'Yosem Michomesh for each mitzvah. He's allowed to spend more than a Chomesh L'Chasav on mitzvahs in general, so I don't see what the problem would be. Rav Moshe must be assuming that it's going to make it very tight where he won't be able to then do a Chomesh L'Chasav for tzedakah. But then Rav Moshe continues, and Rav Moshe writes, Aval Ad Meister Nechasov Karabin Yeruchim Avshein Lechayvo Mishum Sheish Lismach Al Rav Aposkim Mikol Mokum Miach Melahotzi Ad Meister Al Zeh Yeruacham Nochim Menu. Rav Moshe says it is entirely appropriate to spend up until 10% of his money. He's not chayiv, but it's entirely appropriate to spend up until 10% of his money for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and I have no doubt that Ruacham Nochim Menu. Aye, but you could support so many people. Yeah, when you buy an esrog, do we say you have to buy the cheapest esrog available and give the rest to tzedakah? No. No, when you do mitzvahs, you're allowed to do a mitzvah nicely. Not only are you allowed to do a mitzvah nicely, we say that it's the right thing. You're supposed to give the right proportion of your money to tzedakah also, but you're allowed to spend money on doing mitzvahs nicely as well. A person is not supposed to say that how can I have a second car? How can I, I should walk everywhere and take my bicycle everywhere if there are poor people in Eretz Yisrael. There are always going to be poor people. A person is allowed to live within their means in a normal way and give a reasonable amount of his money to tzedakah. But certainly when it comes to doing other mitzvahs, he's allowed to do other mitzvahs. What about contributing with a group of people to write a Sefer Torah? So that is a machlokas haposkim. And there are a number of factors. Yar Sameach Nuch Sefer Torah holds that if an Eino Bar Chiyuva is one of the partners, it could be Mevatel Ol Shutfas, a big chiddush, which would mean that if you have a guy that participates, or even a woman that participates in paying for the Sefer Torah, so it could be that it ruins the whole Shutfas and you're not Mekayim your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, according to the Yar Sameach. Also, it could be that you need a formal partnership agreement, or at least need to be a member of the shul that's buying that Sefer Torah. There is a Das Yachid, though, of Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau explains, Rav Sadia Gaon holds, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not really a mitzvah on each and every member of Klal Yisrael. It's a Chovas HaTzibur, that a Tzibur is a Chiyav to write a Sefer Torah together. If that's the case, then it's best fulfilled by everybody in the community chipping in and writing a Sefer Torah together. Now, there are a number of options that you will have to choose when you decide to purchase a Sefer Torah or to have a Sefer Torah written. The most important options, and I apologize for going a little over time, but the most important options are, number one, style of ksav. It's important to know what the styles of ksav are and what you're going to get. Because sometimes, it's magnificent ksav, but it's ksav velish, and that's not his minog. So what does that mean? There are three types of ksav. There's a ksav Beis Yosef, which is for non-Hasidic Ashkenazi Jews. That is the ksav that we use. And that is the ksav that all of the Rishonim speak about. They don't speak about any other ksav. And that is the ksav that's kosher l'chol hadeils. Now, some would want the Shemos Hashem to be written Alpi Kabbalah with a little bit differently, but the Gedolim were never makbid about that. We write with Ksav Beis Yosef through and through. In fact, Rav Willick told me in my shul that we had a Sefer Torah that was Ksav Ari, not Ksav Beis Yosef, that was magnificent. It was beautiful. It was brand new. And we had an older Sefer Torah, not quite as nice, in Ksav Beis Yosef. Which one should get preference? He said the Ksav Beis Yosef Sefer Torah, because that's our practice to have Ksav Beis Yosef. That is the better Sefer Torah. So the second type of ksav is ksav Arizal, and that's almost the same as Beis Yosef, except for the letters Aleph, Vav, Ayin, Sadi, and Shin. The Arizal changed those letters based on the Kabbalah. So if you want to open up a Sefer Torah and figure out what the ksav is, just look at the open up to any Ayin or Shin. It's easiest to tell. The left arm of the Ayin or Shin is either a Vav or a Zayin. If it's ksav Arizal, it's a Vav. If it's ksav Beis Yosef, the left arm is shaped like a Zayin, meaning the top is put on the middle of the arm and not at the edge of the arm, right? That's how you could tell whether it's Ksav Beis Yosef, an easy, quick way to tell whether it's Ksav Beis Yosef or Ksav Arizal. Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel in Tshuvas Vayashav Hayam, Chelek Beis Simin Hei, says that even those who normally do Ksav Arizal, that's only for tefillin. It's not for Sifrei Torah. And there are others that agree. The Kleisenberger Rebbe held this way as well, and that's why by Kleisenberger Chassidim, even though almost all Chassidim do Ksav Arizal, by Kleisenberger Chassidim in the Divrei Yitziv, he points out they do Ksav Beis Yosef for a Sefer Torah. Most Chassidim, though, still do Sefer Torah with Ksav Arizal, and that's what the Shut Shevet HaKahasi writes in Chelek Beis and Reis Sadi Dalet, that even from Megillus they do Ksav Arizal, and Ksav Velish is used by Sfardim, but doesn't appear even in Sfardi Rishonim. You're right, what we use is Ksav Beis Yosef, you think that's the Sfardi posik, right? And nevertheless, for some reason, Sfardim do have a tradition to do Ksav Velish. Another option that people have when buying a Sefer Torah is, what should the Atzei Chaim be made out of? So traditionally, the Atzei Chaim are made out of wood. Rav Yashuv in Kovitz Shuvitz Chelik Aleph Sim Kufir Aleph says, no, the entire purpose of the Atzei Chaim is for Hidr Mitzvah. So you can make out of other nice and expensive materials. In Tzitz Eliezer, he says you can make out of nice things, but Ulam Bishal Zohav Kedai Ulai, because those came the Achmed Kedish Hasker Maisa Ha'egel. Maybe don't make out of gold, because it will be reminiscent of the Maisa Ha'egel. In fact, in Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Palagin, Yardei Reish Ha'in Ches, O Zayin, he says, no problem to make out of gold. In the Chuvus B'Tzal HaChachma, or B'Tzal Stern, Chelek Vav Simin Pei, he demonstrates that Atzei Chaim of the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that were in the Aron, were actually silver, they were not wood, and therefore it's perfectly fine to make them out of silver. Tosus writes, yes, but not gold. They weren't made out of gold, because they ain't Kategor Nasa Sanegar. But says the B'Tzal HaChachma, yeah, but that was because it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't have gold, because they ain't Kategor Nasa Sanegar. But maybe in a regular Sefer Torah, you can have gold. He says, maybe Yom Kippur is different, because Yom Kippur, we're extra sensitive about ain't Kategor Nasa Sanegar. We don't wear any gold. So maybe you shouldn't use the Sefer Torah with gold Atzei Chaim. I've never seen the Sefer Torah with gold Atzei Chaim. Maybe you shouldn't use the Sefer Torah with gold Atzei Chaim on Yom Kippur. Another important factor that a person has to take into account, and then with this we'll close, is the size of the Sefer Torah. Everyone, it's very in style now to get as small a Sefer Torah as you possibly can. But what's the halacha? So Masechta Sofrim, In Parak Beis Halacha Dalid, he says that the ideal size, the Masech Sofrim writes that the ideal size is one amma, because that was the size of the Luchos. So according to Grach Noah, that means 18.9 inches high. According to Chazanish, 22.67 inches high, and Ramesha somewhere in between. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Lamid says that the bottom margin should be four etzbaos, four thumb widths, or the bottom margin of blank cloth on the bottom of the Sefer Torah, which according to Grach Noah is 3.15 inches, and the top margin should be 3 etzbaos, which according to Grach Noah is 2.36 inches. And then the Masechta Sofrim says that the height of the writing has to exceed the combined height of the top and the bottom margins. So even if you're not going to do a full amma, but if you're going to keep those margins at the right size, and the margins together, top and bottom, are 5.5 inches, the ksav has to be more than 5.5 inches, which means you can't really have a proper Sefer Torah that's less than 11 inches tall. The Rambam in Hilchos Tam, Perek Tes Halach Beis, says that smaller Sefer Torah are not pasul, they're kosher, but really it's not proper. In Shuvas Minchas Aluzer, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Aleph, he comes up with a kula. The Munkatcher comes up with a kula, and he says that those margin sizes assume that it's a one amma tall Torah. That's when you have such margin sizes of three etzbaos and whatever. When you're dealing with a three etzbaos and two etzbaos, when you're dealing with a Sefer Torah that's not at all. But if you want to make a smaller Sefer Torah, so just shrink the margins proportionally. The Masechta Sofrim says the Munkatcher is just giving you the proportions of what it should be. So if you shrink the whole thing, the margins can be shrunk also. Poskim do allow the margins to be the size of margins of Chumashim and Nevi'im, which is three etzbaos on the bottom, two etzbaos on the top, and one in between. Some Poskim say that for Chumash and Navi, you can measure the upper and lower margins by the width of the middle finger instead of the width of the thumb. That you could be more makel in terms of what counts as an etzba. But there's something to read. People don't realize that it's even that the halacha even has what to say about the size of a Sefer Torah. But it does. Masechta Sofrim is beferish that it should be an amma tall. So at least a grach no amma. A person should try to make it that their Sefer Torah at least reaches that height. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, this was a long one, tomorrow we'll go through the checklist of Hidurim that one might want to go through when ordering a Sefer Torah with Ali Hidurim. So what are the Hidurim that he might want to check through. Baruch Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.